Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies Rental Car Episode 13, I believe, coming to you from, what kind of car is this, Graham?
Doug, we're in a delightful Toyota Corolla.
Toyota Corolla.
I knew it this time.
Yes. I didn't even have to ask.
It's good stuff, the Toyota, and it has a USB jack in it, so we've plugged in my iPhone to listen to some music.
Yeah, and that's why we're taping this episode right now, is because I got tired of listening to Graham's music. It's all very...
Two things about it did you...
Miles Davis was the most... what's the word I'm looking for? Exciting?
Yeah.
Up-tempo?
Up-tempo. Well, there was some Brazilian music in there that was up-tempo.
Yeah.
But you don't understand that language, so...
I don't understand it.
There was some gunshot sound effects?
Yeah, you got a weird playlist, dude. That's your version of a sleep machine, is just to lay down and relax. You have to listen to gunshots.
Oh, it makes me, it's such a lullaby, hearing gunshots.
It's white noise over that neighborhood you live in Santa Monica.
Yes.
We are driving back to Los Angeles from San Luis Obispo, where we did a show last night at Cal Poly, SLO. And it was a delightful time that we'll talk more about in a second. It's May 12th, Two Oceans 12. And to my left, behind the wheel, celebrating Mother's Day by driving and listening to gunshot sounds, is Graham. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there, Elwood.
Hang on to your ass, friend.
So last night, Cal Poly had about maybe 6 or 7 name tags out of 550 audience members.
Yes.
And Jim had a toilet seat with Fast Five on it and the Doug Loves Movies logo. He lost in the category In Theaters Chow.
Yep.
Which is movies that take place in Italy. And the film that he could not guess, not surprisingly, was Under the Tuscan Sun.
Yeah, I don't know why he would pick that category. There was a couple other categories that were probably more suited for him.
There were easier ones. It's Ving Rhames' birthday today, so Ving Rhames movies. And I also gave him In Theaters Now, along with In Theaters Chow. So, it's his funeral. Thanks for playing, Jim. And thanks for bringing a toilet seat to the show with my face on it. Then you picked Jenny, just because she was the only person sitting up close who had a name tag of any kind.
Yeah.
And hers said 8675309. So we knew she wasn't a student, making a reference to a song from 50 years ago. Not that long ago.
Yeah.
25?
Yeah, at least 25.
Yeah, and in the two-letter titles category, he only gave it 2 stars, and I really liked that movie. The answer was the movie Go.
Yeah, it was a lot of... It was like 12 names, and we bit down to about 8 or 9, and she told me to name it.
Yeah, they were all, everybody... first of all, Jim confidently bids 4 out of like 7 or 8 names on the Tuscan Sun thing.
Yeah.
I think he thought it was, because part of it's in Italy, I think he thought it was Ocean's 12. That was his guess.
Yeah.
Because he just went ahead and guessed that,
I think he did that thing, and I've fallen into this, where you just get a movie in your head, and you think that's it, and that sometimes can...
Yeah, but...
prevent you from victory.
But you win by making the other person name it more often than not.
Yeah.
And especially if you can get the numbers down, but he... When I thought he was going to ask you to name it, and it would have been over, because you wouldn't have gotten it.
No way.
he blew it by going, I'm going to go 4. Like, I don't know. I guess people get, they get pumped up. They get excited. Because then we brought the Dark Nigel on stage. His name tag was some sort of Batman thing, and his name is Nigel, so we went with Dark Nigel. But I thought that Dark Nigel sounded like a black character in a Guy Ritchie film.
You keep that up, we're going to call the Dark Nigel on you. And then he's like a big gangster.
Yeah. He won, though, in the category Roach Protocol. And Roach Protocol is probably not what you're thinking. It's movies with insects in them. And Graham could not come up with, based on, like, it's the weirdest list of names. The first 4 names are people that do voices of bugs in the movie. So that's like Dave Chappelle is one of them. And then, of course, we didn't, in the number of names we gave, we didn't get to the lead, Jerry O'Connell, past and future guest on this very show. But anyway, Joe's Apartment was the answer. And
I don't even know if I ever saw that movie. It came out in like 96, right?
Yeah, I don't think I saw it. I saw the shorts it was based on, and those were cute, but they still were like, I don't really like looking at cockroaches. I held one in my hand on AM Northwest one time, and because there were some cute girls with bugs. Bug chicks, they were called.
I found out, too, after the show, Nigel was in the military and had a friend who also was in the military that saw him. The reason he came to the show is his buddy was like, oh, yeah, he came to my base.
Oh, that's cool.
How about that?
But how did Nigel know to make a name tag?
Because he's a fan of the of your podcast, but I don't think he's ever seen me, or maybe you do stand-up.
So
he just knew my voice from doing the show.
Right. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies, @ Stephen Falk, F-A-L-K, on Twitter, tweeted, quoth the raven, ever snore. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. That was a good one. Where do we do now? What is happening now, Graham? Oh, Thursday night at Nerd Melt Theater and Studios at Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles, I recorded the 2nd installment of Dining with Doug and Karen. It now has a theme song and a closing line and other things happen in it, and we still continue to enjoy your feedback. It's available for freezies now, or soon in the comedy podcast section of iTunes or at Nerdist.com. We also did episode 15 of the Benson Interruption Podcast, also available soon or now in the comedy album section of iTunes or at DougLovesMovies.com for $2. Buy it if you like to laugh, or don't buy it if you like having $2. And if you haven't purchased it yet, Comedy Film Nerds from Bridgetown with Janine Garofalo is also available for $2 on iTunes as well. Also.
Yes.
So and, hear, and in addition to.
You can hear me and Chris Mancini, Janine, and Doug. Doug.
Yeah, I make an appearance at the end for another startling edition of the Leonard Maltin game.
Yes.
I don't know what's startling,
startling about it.
I don't even remember what happened. Graham, have you seen any movies since we got back to Atlanta from, I mean, back to L.A. from Atlanta last Monday?
What did I see?
I saw nothing. I almost saw Avengers again, but that day I decided I was too hungover to watch Avengers
again.
Oh,
I know what I saw. I saw Lone Wolf and Cub, which is an amazing series of samurai movies from the early 70s about a ronin, a guy who was sort of framed by some evil samurai. He was, and so he has to take his son, and they just wander the Japanese countryside, and they're assassins for hire, and it's awesome. Put that in your Netflix queue.
What are they called?
Lone Wolf and Cub, and there's a whole series of movies, and I think it was even a TV series in Japan. It was a comic book. It's really cool.
But each one is called Lone Wolf and Cub?
Yeah, it'll be like Lone Wolf and Cub, the one
Ghost
I saw.
Ghost Protocol?
Yeah, Lone Wolf and Cub, Ghost Protocol.
The Redemption?
Yeah, there's Lone Wolf and Cub. The one I just watched was Sword of Vengeance, which is the first one, which is very cool. And then there's all kinds of, you know, Blades of Steel and Spring Break and everything else.
Okay, so that's Lineman and the Chimp.
No, you're really not listening correctly.
BJ and the Bear.
Yeah, go see BJ.
Ghost Protocol.
BJ and the Bear, Sword of Vengeance.
Graham, we did an episode on Friday of Doug Loves Movies, or last week, that plopped on Friday, featuring Bobcat Goldthwait, three other people, Paul Scheer, Jimmy Pardo, and someone else who's, it's always so hard for me to remember who the guests were, but there was a fourth person, and Morgan Murphy, and we played, no games. We ran out of time for Build a Title and Leonard Maltin, but then Jimmy Pardo insisted we play some game, and so I introduced a new game that we might play again on next Tuesday's show because it went really well. But I just wanted to say, I brought all this up just to say that I appreciate that there's been very little, there's been one or two tweets from people saying, you have to play the Leonard Maltin game, and everyone else has been really cool about it, so I might mix it up a little bit more in the future. And the last car boner sode that we did out in Georgia, a person named Mike McCauley wrote on aspecialthing.com in the Doug Loves Movies thread that he briefly worried that at some point during that episode we'd be hearing the world's first snuff cast. Because remember there was that, somebody hit the brakes really hard on the freeway, and we were like, oh shit. So I thought that was funny that he called it a snuff cast.
Snuff cast.
Snuff of this cast.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's die. What's next on the agenda? This might be a long one, you guys. Okay. Time for a new thing. For those who think Graham doesn't do enough yelling or singing on these rental car episodes, I recorded the Leonard Maltin game at the Punchline in Atlanta last Sunday on my phone, so it's not the greatest recording in the world, but I just wanted you guys to be able to hear, a poorly recorded version of what happened. So here it is. We'll play that, and then we will come back here to the car. So it's coming up right now, right after this fart sound. This is a part of the show, Atlanta Punchline, where we decide, Graham decides, Graham Elwood is going to pick someone to play against in a one-on-one, mano-a-mano, doesn't have to be a dude, though, round of the Leonard Maltin game. And it looks like we have some pretty juicy name tags. Let's see your name tags, everybody. Oh, my God. This is amazing. I just have to say it right now, Graham. I just, before we continue, we're going to do Doug Loves Movies in Atlanta in less than 2 weeks from now. Tickets are going on sale tomorrow. Only 80 people will get in because it's the Tiny Laughing Skull. And it's at 6 p.m. on Friday, May 18th. And people are already like, fucking jobs. First a drug test and now this. I fucking hate jobs. Well, you know what? There's a thing called calling in sick. And there's a thing called slaying all of your coworkers. So do what you gotta do, you guys. All right, Graham, who do you want to play for?
These are amazing. There's brownies, there's a watermelon, there's a guy with a football thing, there's tattoos, Billy Jack, with the Ghost Protocol.
Jenna and the Giant Peach in Madagascar, you've been to the show before with those name tags, right? They're great ones, but you haven't been before? That's amazing. Those are really good ones.
There's someone that I'm impressed.
They're lying. Liars! Front row liars! That's hilarious guy again. Maybe that's his name. That'd be a fucked up name to give somebody. My name's hilarious. What's yours? Where are you going? That's him in every pickup bar. My name's hilarious. What? Wait. Where are you going?
All right, let's do Bradley with the football thing. Come on up,
Bradley. Get up here, Bradley. Just stand over next to Graham. Don't want you to cheat and look at the answers.
Hold it up, Bradley. Woo!
Okay,
that is to scale.
Yeah, and he's got a little version of himself as a football player, and he's got Death Squad TV stickers.
Nice.
On both of his pec areas.
And you've got a Bill Murray wearing 3D glasses T-shirt.
And you've got the two-thong minimum that they asked for here in footwear. Got your flip-flops on.
Flip-flopping it.
I don't like having something between my toes. It looks like what?
Nothing.
Okay. Oh my God, we get the best hecklers at these shows.
I'm sorry.
What? Nothing. Did not mean to disturb you.
My fault.
All right, Bradley. We're gonna play one round of Leonard Maltin game with you, and if you fail, I was gonna say.
She don't know.
Graham, your set is over. There's no reason to climb and do Pearl Jam songs.
Sorry, the ladder's.
There's no reason for that.
That ladder was asking for it.
Eddie Vedder was a sucker for ladders.
He was.
If he saw a ladder, he was gonna sing Ethan Flow and climb.
Don't get him near a firehouse. He will flip his fucking shit. This is me sliding out of ball.
Ethan Flow.
I think you'd go Jeremy in that situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think.
Jeremy!
There's a harmless little fuck. What is he saying? A harmless little fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think so. He's got a boo boo. Shut up!
Stop yelling things! This is live comedy where things are supposed to go as planned. So we're gonna play one round with Jake, will you stop it? Get down from there.
Sorry, that's the song he would do if he was at a fire watch in forest. Shut your fucking.
Like, how many times does he have to yell "That's hilarious" before he notices no one around him thinks it's funny? Like, no one. He's not getting approval from anyone. He's just getting that weird, like, when people write mean things to you on Twitter, you know, where like,
oh.
if you wrote "That's hilarious" to me and I retweeted it, and everybody would be up in your shit calling you the F word, the C word, the N word. I didn't do them in the right order. That's comedy film nerd, right? All right, so Bradley gets to pick a category. And would you like five-word review? That's a movie where Leonard Maltin only had five words to say about it. Or Gone Baby Gone. That's a movie where a baby dies. It's kind of a fun category. I like to throw in a fun one here and there. That was suggested by, what's the name of the guy who suggested it? Sir Chris Coleman suggested that. And at Gary S.A. Connor.
Don't call me daughter.
Don't, please. You can't just keep singing Pearl Jam songs. Change it up. Throw in some Gin Blossom. Sorry, some Kaja Goo Goo. Alright, and your third category is Snazzy, as in Snazzy Awards, and that's films that have won an award for their costumes, specifically the Oscar. So Oscar winners that are Snazzy, Baby, Dead Baby, or Leonard only had to say five words about it, and that was all the time he was willing to invest.
So baby, five, or costumes. Those are your choices.
Thanks for summing it up, Graham.
I'll take Snazzy for 200.
Even flow.
Maybe we can drive around this town.
Shy, shy, hush, hush.
Shy, shy.
Alright, 2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie. Audience members, please don't help out. This is just Bradley against Graham. If Bradley loses, if we have time, we'll bring somebody else up. This movie is from 2005. It won the Oscar for Best Costume Design. Leonard gives it 2.5 stars. He calls it sumptuous. Word he throws around a lot. And he also says that it has an intriguing story. Yeah, the clues suck as always. And they don't give it away. But you get to bid on how many names you think you can guess it in, reading from the bottom of the list up. And there are 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 names.
I'll take 12 names.
Wow, Bradley coming up huge. Going big, my friend.
Yeah, well, you know, Pete Holmes took all the names for Devil Wears Prada. And, so...
Denver! Denver!
People love doing that.
Denver, yeah!
Everyone you know hates you.
All right,
you're at your work in your cubicle.
Denver, yeah!
Everyone's like, why is that guy doing that?
Why is he climbing around singing Gin Blossom songs on a copier? Why is he doing that?
He don't have a day job.
I just assumed that's something.
People are going to imitate it?
Sure.
Starting tomorrow. Go.
All right, you say 12. I say 9.
9 names from Graham Elwood. What do you think of that, Bradley?
All right, then I'll take
Death
6.
Squad TV says 6.
6! Big jump, Brady Brad. Guess what? Name that movie.
There's no reason to slap his name tag like that.
Yeah, name that movie.
I'm just violent, and now you're coming all over it? That's really inappropriate. Can't unsee that. 78 is not great. Masturbate.
Yeah, Denver! Denver, yeah!
Graham is no dick skipper, you guys. He gives it full attention. When it's out of attention. How many names does he get?
6.
6 names. Here you go. No. Do you want the clues again?
No, I'm good.
He's good, it's he sumptuous. Says. It's sumptuous. All right.
A little cocky.
Yeah. Also a little off mic. That's cool. Ted Levine is in this movie.
Damn. Pushing lotion in the basket.
You spoke the lotion of the battleship.
Help me put this chair in the back of this van.
Oh, you're a big fat person?
You see a big fat person?
That's right.
Mako was in this movie. Randall Duck Kim was in this movie. Hiroyuki Tagawawa was in this movie.
What?
Yeah. Tsai Shin was in this movie. And Kaori Monroy. So those are your six names, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
From 2005, Sumptuous won an Oscar for Best Costumes. What do you think it is, Bradley?
I'm going to go with Memoirs of a Geisha.
That is correct, you son of a bitch! You brought it home! Nicely done!
Wow!
Tough category?
Impressive!
Yeah. Nicely played,
that was
dude!
Impressive. Holy shit!
I was so worried you'd go Last Samurai.
Yeah.
Holy crap, dude.
That was impressive. I will come on your actual face. I will.
Well, like, that's one of the prizes?
Yeah!
Woo! Even though.
I forgot. I forgot to mention the fucking prizes, man. They're in my pockets. It's not a bag this time. I'm just gonna hand it to you.
Whip it out.
I gotta hand it to you. That was amazing. You get Graham Elwood's Comedian's Got a Boo Boo.
There you go.
Rumor in the audience is that it's hilarious. And Doug Benson, professional humor comedian. It's alright. It's okay. And this is something somebody gave me somewhere, and I'm just re-gifting it. It's kind of a cool little figure. It says My Robot Nation on it, and I don't know who gave it to me or why, but there you go, buddy. Yeah, Bradley.
Bradley!
Enough for Bradley.
Yeah, Bradley Denver!
Knocking it down right away. Now, this is the part of the show where Graham stops yelling.
Yeah!
Graham Elwood, everybody. That was fun. Nicely done, Brad. That was, wow, very impressive. Very impressive. Hey, everybody, we're back. Back in the car. Wow, the guy that kept yelling out, that's hilarious.
Classic. I'm sure he's the funniest guy in his whatever.
There's no way he is. He thinks he is.
He thinks he is. That's what I'm saying. He thinks, like, oh, everyone at the office thinks I'm hilarious. No, they don't.
Yeah, yeah. He's Andy Bernard.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Just kept yelling that out repeatedly through the whole show.
And the guy that was with him, the guy that was with him was like, oh man, you guys are, I love both your podcasts, it's great, I'm sorry, that's my boss. Like, that guy was his boss, I think.
Oh, I was right, Andy Bernard.
Yeah, and it's just, the other thing that's so puzzling about that is
Michael Scott.
There was 300 people at that show, and they were all like diehard podcast fans. Like, it was such a great show. And then that, where would that guy think in his brain,
yep, I'm gonna yell that out. Everyone will love it.
No, no, they don't. You're an idiot.
Yeah, I hope he listens to the podcast and has learned a valuable lesson, but you know he hasn't, and he's just going to go on being that way. There's nothing we can do about it. Does anyone hunger for more games?
Oh, buddy, I know I do.
Let's play 6 Degrees, Hold the Bacon.
Oh, snap.
We give each other two movie star names. And then he who can connect his pairing in the least amount of movies, moves, degrees, whatever you want to call it. So if you just can think of a movie they were both in, like if one of us is dumb enough to give the other one a movie where the two people were actually, in a movie together, then that's 0 degrees because they're in a movie together. And then 1 degree, 2 degree, 3 degree, I think. Last week we got the movies, and like one of them was 2 degrees and the other was 3 degrees after I thought about it for a long time and mentioned it on the show. I've gotten some tweets from people.
Great tweets.
Coming in and saying, okay, so send those to Graham because I find them aggravating. Because it's like they could even use IMDb or whatever.
Sure, I just like seeing it because it's like my... It's a new game for me, so my brain is so geared for Len Malton or Bill the Title. But I need to retrain my brain.
Alright, so help Graham train to win the Six Degrees Hold the Bacon Olympics. And the time limit for coming up with your answer is the amount of time it takes the other person to say all of their plugs. So we can get those in during the... Because people listening to podcasts don't like to listen to us think. Yeah. That makes sense.
Sure.
I would think it'd be fun to just listen to silent driving and thinking, which is what we do all the time when we're not doing a podcast. We just sit here quietly.
And listen to gunshots.
Listening to gunshots. All right, do you have two actor names for me, Graham?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I've got LeVar Burton.
You've thought about this.
And Katherine Hepburn.
Oh, you're an asshole. That's just stupid. That's ridiculous, but I'll do it. I'll try to do it. LeVar Burton and Katherine Hepburn.
All right, while you're thinking of that, Doug, my new CD came out last week, Graham Elwood's Palm Strike Dance Party, and it has it was recorded at Go Bananas Comedy Club in Cincinnati. It's about 45 minutes of stand-up, and then I put on a 3 to 4 minute bonus dance song with Natasha Leggero doing the vocals. It was produced by Mike Furman from Hard and Firm. Palm Strike Dance Party is available in iTunes, and I will personally autograph copies that you buy at comedyfilmnerds.com. So, Graham Elwood's Palm Strike Dance Party.
That's all your all of your plugs?
All right, if you want some more, you need some more.
Yeah,
time.
Give me another plug.
We'll be doing a Comedy Film Nerds book launch 100th-ish episode party. We're way into the hundreds already. June 18th at NerdMelt. We're going to have, it's going to be a live podcast recording with, we had 11 contributing writers. So far we've got Matt Weinhold and Alan Havey booked, and we're going to get some more people to come down. And we'll be selling autographed copies of the Comedy Film Nerd's Guide to Movies from Morgan James Publishers. June 18th at NerdMelt.
Awesome. Those were beautiful, beautiful plugs. Oh, so I've got, so far I can only think of, I could probably get there in 4 or 5 moves, but I just don't have them all mapped out.
What do you got?
Because I think the way to get there is to go, LeVar Burton was in Star Trek Generations with Patrick Stewart, and then... Then you go Patrick Stewart to, he was in X-Men with Ian McKellen.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And then Ian McKellen was in Lord of the Rings with, somebody, but you know what I mean? Like, you get somebody from Lord of the Rings that was in something with Peter O'Toole, and then you go Peter O'Toole and Katherine Hepburn in Lion and Winter. But I gotta think of someone in Lord of the Rings, like Ian Holm, or Ian Holm must have been in something with Peter O'Toole at some point.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That's a good one. Let's see.
Now we're listening to this.
You know, I was thinking the other way. I was thinking On Golden Pond through to Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda to, like, I don't know, the Electric Horseman.
So Robert Redford?
Or Wilford Brimley or Robert Duvall. Did they work with Patrick Stewart or those guys?
Probably, yeah. But you could go, once you're going that route, you could go, yeah. It's a 6 degrees. or five at best.
I'll be curious if someone can figure this out to get this on Twitter, because it...
Well, I can, if I spend a little more time thinking about it, I can come up with it. It's just like, if you can, it's just trying to see if you can connect two names, you know, quickly. So, all right, so I will give you, for your two names, so all you got to do is get, connect any two, these two names in six degrees or less, and you're our winner today, Graham, and, because I failed, and your two names are, let's go with Tom Hanks and, how about Steve Carell?
Tom Hanks and Steve Carell.
Yeah. Those are your two names. Here are my plugs.
Okay.
Everybody, let's have a tweet up at the Sleeper Agent Show in Atlanta on Thursday night, May 17th. Are you going to make noises the whole time we're doing this?
Well, I don't have a pen to write it down with like you had. I'm driving. All
right. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's a good point. But it's distracting me from my amazing plugs. So I'll give you a little extra time. Thursday night, May 17th, in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm going to go see, so's Graham, and Graham's going to be at the Laughing Skull that whole weekend, but we're going to go see Sleeper Agent at Graveyard in the Basement Tavern. Basement at the Graveyard Tavern. That's what it's called. Basement at the Graveyard Tavern. I've got a sold-out Douglas Movies taping at Laughing Skull in Atlanta on Friday, May 18th. Thanks to everyone for getting your tickets so quickly. I'll be at in Bloomington, a.k.a. Bloomies, Indiana, at the Comedy Attic, May 19th. And we'll do a Douglas Movies taping the next day on May 20th. At 4:20, Houston Improv, May 24th, with Graham Elwood. Zany's in Nashville, May 25, 26, 27. Douglas Movies on the 27th, which is Memorial Day. We got a very special guest flying in for that. And, of course, Graham will be there as well. What do you think you have, Graham?
God, this is probably very... I'm better at picking two obscure names rather than connecting these. But I will say... okay, Steve Carell was in Anchorman.
Mm-hmm.
With, now I'm blanking on his names. This is horrible.
There was that other gentleman, and that other guy.
The network,
and
the head of the
network. Fourth guy.
The older comedy. He's done 1,000.
Fred Willard.
Fred Willard. All right, he was in with Fred Willard. Fred Willard was in, let's go this way. No. 40-year-old virgin. 40-year-old virgin with Kathleen Keener. Kathleen Keener was in the Paul Newman movie where he's the old guy. Not Nobody's Fool, where he was pretending he was in a wheelchair. This is horrible. I can't think of the name of the movie. God, he was an old bank robber that was pretending he was an invalid. Kathleen Keener was the nurse that figured it out.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Road to Perdition.
Yeah, and then I would go Road to Perdition. No, that's not...
That's what I'm saying. That's the name of the movie where he pretended to be...
Yeah, he was in a wheelchair going, there's only murderers in this room.
There was... I mean, I really thought Road to Perdition was his last big movie, right? Wasn't it?
Just about.
And Nobody's Fool was before that, with Bruce Willis and Melanie Griffith. And I don't know what this movie is you're talking about. Cars?
Yeah, no, it was...
Cars 2?
It came out before...
He wasn't in Cars 2, right?
No. It came out before...
All right, I gotta look it up, dude. Yeah, I gotta look it up. You and your crazy make-em-ups.
This is not a make-em-up.
If this is... You lose if this is not a movie. If this movie doesn't exist. If Paul Newman and Kathleen Keener weren't in a movie together.
My next two albums
you're
are
my
be
official loser.
Gunshots and Jazz, and then Graham Elwood's Crazy Make 'em Ups.
Wow, you already have your next two album
albums
titles.
Three and four.
If only it were that easy. Just record an hour of you just trying to think of the name of this movie.
You're making up films?
All right, so I'm going to type in Catherine Keener into IMDb. IMDb. And see what happens. Although, maybe I should have typed... I'm going to type in Paul Newman, because it'll be one of his last movies.
Yeah.
I mean, she's probably done a shit ton of movies since then, so... Oh, shit! I can't even get online right now.
All right.
So that's something we'll have to figure out later, and we'll have one of my producers jump in and give us the correct answer.
Graham Elwood's Make 'Em Up has been certified by... And then make a fart noise.
No, the fart noises are the transitions in and out of the road show.
I want this to be Leonard more Malton like morning Gaines. Radio. I want this to be a morning zoo car cast with weird, dumb sound effects.
I like sound effects. They're fun. They make me laugh because their sounds are funny sometimes.
They are.
Especially farts, because farts are a lot funnier when you hear them but don't see or smell them.
You see a lot of farts.
I'm just saying, it's not funny at all when you see a fart.
God dang.
All right, thanks for listening to all this shit. As always, that's hilarious guy is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.